Well, let's check in now on a number of developments around sanctuary cities. These are cities that bar their local police from aiding federal officials in deporting undocumented immigrants, in part to maintain trust between their residents and local police. San Francisco is now suing the White House, saying President Trump's executive order to cut funding to sanctuary cities is unconstitutional and a violation of states' rights. Meanwhile, Democrats in the California Senate ramped up their effort to advance a bill that would provide statewide sanctuary for immigrants. And in Texas, a standoff between a county sheriff and the governor over sanctuary cities could come to a head tomorrow at the state capitol. Audrey McGlinchey from Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin reports.
Last week, roughly 30 advocates, immigrants, and lawyers crammed atop a ramshackle platform at an immigrants' rights office in North Austin. Two city council members squeezed in beside a U.S. congressman. The activists held signs reading, "United Against Fear and Hate," and "We Are Here to Stay," and they chanted,
"Aquí estamos y no nos vamos. Aquí estamos
y no nos vamos."
"We're here and we're not going," chanted the activists. The last-minute news conference was called to show support for Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez. Elected by 60% of voters back in November, Hernandez began her new job on January 1st. And just 3 weeks later, she made a big announcement via a YouTube video.
"I'm Sally Hernandez, your Travis County Sheriff, and I would like to take this opportunity to explain how the Travis County Sheriff's Office will work to keep our community safe and coordinate with federal immigration authorities while respecting the constitutional and civil rights of the residents of Travis County."
Hernandez said she'll no longer honor warrantless requests from ICE, the federal immigration agency, to identify or detain immigrants who are undocumented, though she'll make an exception for requests for people charged with murder, aggravated sexual assault, or human smuggling. Hernandez said her policy builds trust between residents and deputies.
"The public must be confident that local law enforcement is focused on local public safety, not on federal immigration enforcement. Our jail cannot be perceived as a holding tank for ICE or that Travis County deputies are ICE officers."
But Hernandez's announcement quickly came under fire from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
"We're going to crack down on this and ban sanctuary cities in Texas."
In an interview on Fox and Friends, Abbott cautioned against a policy that he says would threaten public safety in Texas.
"What she is doing under her plan, she would give sanctuary to people who are in the United States illegally, who've been convicted of crimes in the past, of heinous crimes like armed robbery. They could have been operating in conjunction with drug cartels, and she would not cooperate with ICE whatsoever."
Abbott has threatened to remove Hernandez from office if she does not comply with federal officials and change her policy. He's also vowed to push through a bill to punish local jurisdictions that pass sanctuary city policies.
"We are working on laws that will, one, ban sanctuary cities, remove from office any office holder who promotes sanctuary cities,
sure,
impose criminal penalties as well as financial penalties."
One proposal, Senate Bill 4, would formalize the state's ability to cancel state funds to local jurisdictions that do not honor all federal immigration detainer requests. The bill gets its first public hearing tomorrow. Texas Senator Charles Perry authored the legislation. At a panel last week, he said the bill would be a way to codify the governor's concerns.
"It doesn't make any sense as a fiscal person for us to spend $800 million on border security to then go and reward cities that undermine that initiative as a state."
Some legal experts question the feasibility of cutting funds to the county, which operates independently of the sheriff's office. Stephanie Taylor is a private immigration lawyer.
"For the state to threaten to cut county funds based on a sheriff's policy seems questionable legally."
There's no indication Sheriff Hernandez will budge on her policy. And she has some pretty vocal supporters, including Selena Moreno of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, who spoke at the press conference last week.
"The state legislature will hear Senate Bill 4, which is exactly the type of legislation that interferes in local communities. And so we ask the community to please show up. Let's pack that hearing room and make it very clear where we stand as Texans on behalf of the immigrant community."
Senate Bill 4 already has widespread support among Republicans in the state Senate who hold a majority. But Governor Abbott has decided not to wait for the bill to pass. Just this morning, he canceled $1.5 million in state criminal justice grants to Travis County. For Here and Now, I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.